What is up, everybody?
We are back
on the Cambridge Chronicle podcast. Me and Bonnellidge Ben.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about, so let's get right into it. The Chicago Cubs finally got a win yesterday, 7-6 over the Pittsburgh Pirates. And
I thought they were going to lose that game.
Dude,
Didn't they go like extras?
No, they went to the ninth inning.
And they hit a walk?
So their pitcher had 10 strikeouts, Jameson Taillon. And then the man gave up 5 runs in 2 innings, which is unacceptable. And the Cubs lost a series against the Pirates. The Cubs did win one game yesterday, but the Pirates won 2 on Friday and Saturday. You know what drives me crazy, Jaden, is when there's bases loaded, 0 outs, and you can't drive anybody in. And the Cubs had so many of that stuff happen on Friday and Saturday. It was just so annoying to me. It's like, when the opportunity comes, you got to drive them in, right?
You got to be clutch when it matters.
Yeah, like you can't be leaving guys on bases when it's... You know, when
like they all want to hit when there's like 1 or 2 outs already and there's no one on base. But then when bases are loaded or there's people in scoring
position, 0 outs, nobody wants to hit.
They just strike out 3 times.
It makes no sense to me.
Or they ground out. Like,
that's where you have to take advantage. That's where you have to score. And I kept yelling at the screen, take advantage, take advantage, take advantage, drive them in. And they couldn't do it. And the Pirates did. And they won because of it, right? And I thought that Jameson Taillon yesterday pitched not good. He did have 10 strikeouts, but he allowed 5 earned runs. And
he allowed 3 home runs?
No, 5 runs. So he gave up.
But I'm looking at his stats. He gave up 3 home runs.
Yep. I mean, that's crazy. He's not a good pitcher. He's very inconsistent. But I didn't watch the game on Saturday because we were busy. But Friday I watched the game, and man, the Pirates are literally giving you this game and you can't even win. Paul Skenes didn't even pitch, and yet you still lost 2 out of 3. You know how sad that is, Jaden? Paul Skenes, our best pitcher, didn't even pitch 1 time in the 3-game series, and yet you still couldn't even win.
The Pirates aren't even that good of a team, really.
No, they're not. And the Cubs made them look really good. Like, I don't get why the Cubs make bad teams look good, but they make good teams look bad.
They can beat the Dodgers. They can beat all these like superstar teams, but they can't beat the Pirates.
But then against mediocre teams, they just struggle.
Who'd they play the first week?
Angels, Washington Nationals, who were one of the worst teams in baseball last year. You played down at a level. It makes zero sense to me why they did that. I don't get it, man. Like, just stop playing down to bad teams' levels. Like, it's not funny. Nobody thinks it's funny. And, here's what I don't get. Shota Umaga had a no-hitter going through the 6th inning, and the manager takes him out. And you know what happens after that, Jaden? The bullpen allows a hit. Why would you take your pitcher out after he was doing really well? I don't care if you need to save his pitch out. I don't care if it's Carroll. I don't care if it's early in the season. If your pitcher's doing well, keep him in the game. Period. End of story. Shota Umaga had a no-hitter going through 6 innings, and Craig Counsell, the Cubs manager, decided to take him out. And immediately after, Caleb Thielbar allows a hit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when these pitchers are throwing like no hitters or like are literally doing
their manager just take them out.
Like, I understand if it's like the playoffs or something and you need them another game. But I mean, it's the regular season.
You're trying to win games as much as you can.
Like, they want to stay in the game. It's not like they need to get taken out. Like, I think the max should be like 110, 120 pitches. But like,
if he's doing well, then keep him in.
If they're doing well, and like that's exactly what, like, if someone's throwing a no hitter, you don't take him out.
No. And like, what did the Cubs manager do? Craig Counsell, Shota Umaga had a no hitter going. What happens after that? Caleb Thielbar, the Cubs reliever, comes in and gives up a hit immediately. It's just, why would you take him out? I'm not saying you have to, like, I'm not saying that you have to put in somebody else, but like, why are you taking him out, man? He was doing really, really well. I just don't get it, and it makes no sense to me. It's just, I just don't get it, man. Like, if you have a no-hitter going, if your pitcher's doing really well, really, really well, why would you take him out? I just don't get it, and it makes no sense to me. And it just doesn't make any sense to me, man. And luckily, the Cubs were able to get a 76 walk-off victory yesterday. Carson Kelly was able to get a walk-off hit, but this Cubs team was on the verge of getting swept, Jaden. Let me say that one more time. On verge of getting swept against the 7-6 Pirates. It's just, I don't know what to think. And Cubs are back on the road today at 5:40 against the Philadelphia Phillies on Marquee Sports Network. I'll be watching. And but yeah, Jaden, you know what frustrates me? PCA, man, has 1 home run and 5 RBIs. That is not good. And you know what PCA does every single time with the plate that frustrates me? He swings at every single pitch. Like, PCA, you need to sit back, you need to wait for a good pitch, and then swing at it. It's just frustrating to me that PCA only has 1 home run and 5 RBIs.
You just be patient.
Yeah,
wait
like,
for
dude,
his
stop
pitches.
Swinging at every single pitch.
Not every pitch is going to be yours.
Exactly. Like, How about this? Sit back, wait for a good pitch, and then swing at it.
Or get the feel for the pitcher first. Like that's what I like about like some of these like top guys. They wait for their pitches. They might let a pitch go right down the middle because they're feeling out the pitcher and everything.
Yeah, but
and,
like PCA, how... like I'm not saying you need to swing the bat, but swing the bat at good pitches. Right, if it's right down the middle, swing. And you know what the Cubs were doing? They were looking at so many first pitches that were really good. Like. Why? And then they'll swing at a pitch that was terrible, and then they'll look at a pitch
like
that they should have swung at.
Like digging in the dirt.
Yeah, like what are you doing? Like, I'd much rather have you swing at a pitch that was a strike than have you swing at a pitch that was up high. I just would, right? And, it's frustrating. PCA, I like you. You're a great player, but you need to wait for a pitch. I'm not saying you need to swing that. You need to swing at every pitch. But swing at the pitches that are good. Wait, sit back there and wait for a good pitch to come, and then swing it, right? Stop swinging at pitches that are balls. I get that you want to hit home runs. I get that. But if you don't sit back and wait, you're not gonna hit any home runs. You're just not, right? And Cubs were much needed win yesterday, right? Got a 76 win against the Pittsburgh Pirates, and it was good, right? We needed that. We needed to get a win yesterday against the Pittsburgh Pirates, and... So, yeah, man, I just thank God that they got the win, because if they didn't get the win, man, they would have gotten swept against the Pirates, who honestly are not that good of a team, to be honest with you. And
They're third in the NL right now, though.
Who is? Like, Pirate. Overall NL? Yeah. Who's first? Dodgers?
The Dodgers.
Who's second?
The Braves.
Ooh.
I don't know. It's just like the Mets are on like a... 5-game losing streak right now,
and yet they lost Pete. You can't. Pete Alonso can't be any excuse for why using. Oh,
they got Lindor, Luis Robert too.
Oh, they have Luis
they
Robert. They have Lindor. They
and
have
they
Juan
picked
Soto.
Up Bo Bichette from the Blue Jays.
Yeah, it's just like I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens. It's still pretty early in the season, but if you're the Cubs, you're going to need to get a win tonight against the Phillies on the road. You know, Bregman, I thought, did well yesterday, even though he kind of struggled. But I thought he played really well. I thought that the bullpen, I thought Riley Martin came in and pitched really well for the Cubs yesterday. And I just thought that the bullpen pitched really well. But Jameson Taillon did not. Even though he had 10 strikeouts, he did not pitch well. And second off, the Masters. Did you watch any of the Masters?
I watched the last two rounds.
Dude, I thought Rory was going to blow that lead.
My brother kept telling me, so Friday going into Saturday, he's like, yeah, McIlroy got this locked in. I'm like, no, he's going to choke. He was up like 6 strokes. I'm like, no, he's going to choke.
He wasn't out on Friday where he hit that big stroke where he, mm-hmm. and then Saturday he just
6,
blew it.
And I told him, I'm like, he's going to choke. And my brother was like, no, he already got the experience. He got it off of his back because he already won one. I'm like, I just
nope.
don't have a good feeling about it.
Nope.
And then he went down like 3 strokes. But then he came back, and I mean, when you've already won one, it takes all the pressure off because you already have one in your back pocket.
And I saw this the other day. Do you know the last person to win 2 in a row?
Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm. And that was in 2000. Mm-hmm. Let me say that one more time, Jaden. That was 25 years ago.
He's only the fourth ever to do that.
Jack Nicklaus, probably.
And then
Tiger Woods.
There was this random guy.
Rory McIlroy, and then probably some random dude that we've never heard of. But
my mom knew him, but I didn't know.
Your mom knows ball like that. She knows golfers. Ball. But get back into what you were saying
like
about the Masters.
It's going to be hard either way. It's not easy to win a Masters. It's not easy to win a championship. Mm-mm. But when you already have one and you have the experience and you know what it takes, then I mean, he didn't get one for 17 years.
Yeah, I saw a video.
He waited 17 years to get his first Masters win. So I mean, after you get one, it's easier. It's more easy to be able to do it again, but it's still a hard accomplishment to do.
So
I mean,
yeah,
like going in, he knew what he had to do. He shot like par for the weekend. He didn't go up one stroke. He shot even par, and I thought he was
that Rose
lose for
guy.
Sure.
I thought the Rose guy was gonna win.
He's like historically gotten second and third overall. Like he's never won one.
He's come really close.
Like everyone's hating on Rory because like honestly, I wanted someone else to win because we already saw it last year. But I mean, that's historic stuff. Like my mom said. Like my mom kept saying, like it's historic for someone to win back to back and like be able to have that. Like legacy.
Your mom
implemented.
Knows ball.
I know.
She knows ball. Shout out Cindy Park.
You might have talked to her at graduation.
We might have to.
Get her on a pod.
Yeah, get her on. Get on Cindy Park on here. Get Cody on here, too. Get Cody and Cindy on
get
here.
Get his thoughts on the golf.
Yeah, he could probably sit here for 4 hours and talk about us about going on a golf rant. He probably could, but...
I mean, Scotty Scheffler, he started off really bad.
No, he was wasn't he in third, and then he just fell off?
Well, Scotty shot, like... He was even par on Friday.
So what does par mean? Like, what is that?
It's just, like, zero.
So par is good?
Par is, like, if there's a par five, you got it in five.
Okay. Or so like let's say it takes Rory four strokes, mm-hmm. then that's under par.
He get a birdie. I mean, yeah.
What's a bogey?
A bogey is plus one. So I mean, like,
okay, so
he'd shoot six shots on a par five.
Okay,
something like that.
So birdie's under.
A birdie gotcha. Is if he got if he.
Hey, did, let's say he got it. It was five and it was four. He got it in at four.
So it was a birdie.
Okay,
and
then I got
if he got if he had three on a par five, it'd be an eagle.
Yeah. Wait. So. What did you say? Three on a par five?
Yeah. So like if you're two above the score. So like all the courses have a par, like how many shots you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Like so there's a par three, par four, par five, you know? And yeah. So like if someone got a hole in one on a par three, they get an eagle because they shot two less than what they were supposed to do. Like par is on average what you're supposed to like hit on that.
I don't really pay attention to stuff, I just kinda watch it, you know.
So
but
like if someone shot like two on a par five. That's like
that's really good. That's crazy.
Like, that's like historic stuff. You get they call it an albatross.
Mm.
And then there's like bogey, double bogey, triple bogey, all that.
Yeah, I wonder if Rory would be the favorite next year to win it. Yeah, he probably will be, or Scotty probably.
Because like he's been looking for that. They call it like the I don't know what it
Grand Slam.
Yeah, the Grand. He's been looking. For the
he
Grand
won
Slam
the finally, U.S. Open. He won the. What are the other ones called? The Masters, the U.S. Open, the I think it's the Invitational, and then there's another one. I'm blanking here on.
So the Grand Slam is
the Masters.
The Masters, PGA Championship, U.S. Open, and then the Open.
Okay, wait. So there's two Opens?
Yeah, there's the U.S. Open and then just the Open.
Oh, so, okay.
I don't. Winning all four. Is considered the pinnacle of professional golf achievement.
How much do you win if you win the Masters? How much
if you
money
win the
you
Masters? Yeah. Like millions. Like let me see.
Even the person in last place wins money. They win like I don't even
they,
know.
They win bank. Even if you place in like the top 10, top 15, you're making bank.
I know you are. You
so,
are.
So let me see. The leaderboard it doesn't show me on here. Let me go to like the professional PGA.
Yeah.
How much did Rory make? For winning the Masters, the payouts. How much did Rory make? He made the offer. The Masters offered a record $22.5 million per. So
that's
like
crazy.
Overall,
that's wild.
Rory's taking home $4.5 million for winning.
So that's like half of that.
And then second place got $2.43 million.
That's who was second? Was it Rose?
Scotty.
Oh, Scotty got second. I thought it was Rose.
And Rose was tied for third. They all tied for $1 million each.
How many Masters has Scotty won? Only one.
I think he has two. He won in 2022 and then 2024.
No, Rory won.
2022.
Oh, Rory won.
Yeah, he 2025 and then 2026.
Yeah.
Because Scotty handed the jacket to... Yeah. It's like aura when...
Who handed it to Rory?
That's what I was saying to my mom. I'm like, so if Rory wins back-to-back, because it's supposed to be like the previous champion that hands over to the jacket. But I said, if Rory wins this back-to-back, who's going to hand it to him? But it was like the chairman of PGA.
Oh, okay.
So like he came down.
Imagine he wins it next year again. He has to hand it to himself.
Like it's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, is he going to hand the jacket to himself? I'm like, I'm wondering what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
He's going to have two jackets on?
He's gonna have two jackets. One of them, the who do you say the CEO of
chairman or something? I don't know.
This chairman's gonna hand him one, and he's gonna put it on himself. But
like literally, 54th place won $51,000. Still,
that's
like,
insane. How many golfers were there?
There was so after two rounds, there's a cut that you have to like be over.
Oh.
So after that, they don't make anything. But I mean, there's like amateurs. There's people from there's like students from college and stuff. But I mean,
there might be some people from DMACC in there. You don't know. Maybe they're sprinkled
that dude,
in there.
That dude that be Duncan, the one that you interviewed.
Yeah, he probably snuck in at the Masters.
How many?
No, not
people?
Max, the other guy.
Yeah,
yeah, the other guy.
How many people were in the Masters? Let me see. Oh my gosh, the Wi-Fi always sucks here, right?
Shout out DMACC Wi-Fi.
How many people were in the Masters? Yo, bro. You might be stuck on this loading screen.
Yeah, I can look it up.
It says there was 91 players in the
91. That's insane. How many go after the first cut?
I think they try to like get it in half, I think. So they make the, it's like whatever the, so the cut could be like under 1, minus 2, minus 3. It just depends on what the field's shooting. Like if it's a good day for people and people are like really high, then the cut's going to be even higher for them.
You go golfing at all or?
Nah.
Cody doesn't.
I went for like, he took me for my like 10th birthday or something.
See, here's the thing about golf. I like hitting golf balls, like, yeah, like with the driver. I'm not really a big person to go 18 holes. No offense to those, yeah, people that like doing that. That's just not.
He's went to like the 27 golf like hole one before.
27. How, yeah, do you do? I can't even do 9 holes, let alone 27. How do these people be doing 20? Bro, it's locked in on
and
the
grind.
And
then he'd be doing like 2 rounds, so he does 27 2 times. Like
how long was he there for? Like 5 hours? Jeez,
probably 2 days.
Bro, yeah, I don't know how. No offense to your brother who does that. If he wants to do that, that's perfectly fine. That's just not me. That's just not who I'd want to do. I would not want to do 2 holes of, mostly 2 holes is 18, but doing 27 for 2 holes, that's crazy. But yeah, congratulations to Rory. Yeah. You know,
that's like historic stuff.
Yeah, and especially to go back to back, first time since Tiger in 2001.
I really thought he choked it away.
Yeah, I did too.
Like, I thought. If Scotty made that putt on 18, it would have been a tie, and it would have been into overtime. It would have went to a...
Wait, has there ever been an overtime in the
yeah,
Masters?
It was last year. Rory won the first hole of a...
Who won in 2023? Who won the Masters? John Rahm.
Yep.
John
Rahm.
Was he participating in this year's?
Yeah, he didn't do good, I don't think.
He didn't?
I don't know.
Have you seen the memes about... Did I show you that meme about Tiger?
Yeah.
With the Tiger Woods be pulling up to the golf course.
Dude, I saw another one, too.
It was my gosh, dude. But I just think he needs to hang it up, man. What are your thoughts?
John Rahm was plus one on the...
Is that good?
No. He shot one on... I mean, one over. So, like...
Oof.
I mean, like, everyone was, like, minus 12, minus 11. He was plus one, so...
Eesh. What are your thoughts on Tiger?
He just, like... For the last couple of years, like that 2019 run was like insane. Like, yeah, like no one expected him to win that. No one expected Tiger to be where he was in 2019 and be at the top of the world again. And I mean, like he's an amazing player. Like in my opinion, he's the best golfer ever. Like
him and Jack Nicklaus are right up there together.
Everyone thought his golf as like a white sport, and he's the one that like got. Like not even just like the African American community, just like everyone in general that's not white. So like every non-white person, because you think of golf and you just think of like white guys on the course, right?
Yeah.
And it's amazing what he's been able to do and everything. But I mean, at this point in time,
if
you're gonna keep getting DUIs and getting arrested and getting in trouble,
and especially with off stuff that he's had with all
and he can't even like walk. He has to have like a golf cart because like he's messed up his legs so much. It's just like
he just needs to retire. Like, time to hang it up, buddy.
You've had a great career and everything, but you're starting to like ruin your legacy.
Yeah, you're the GOAT. Things. Like obviously, you're the GOAT of golf. But you just need to hang it up.
And even if you don't say he's the GOAT, he's one of the GOATs.
Oh, like, he's one. I think him and Jack Nicklaus are 1A, 1B.
Top two for sure.
Oh, 100%. But yeah, I just...
It's just like getting
embarrassing. What your son carry on your legacy. Charlie Woods, I think, is the next great.
Honestly, I think he can be good.
I think he can be better than Tiger even. But yeah, I mean...
I saw this shirt on TikTok shop. I might have to invest. Just do it.
Oh my God. That's crazy. You didn't get a shirt like that, dude. How many Masters has Tiger won? 2019, 20, 2000, 2001.
4?
I think 98 was his first one. I think he did win 4. I think that's the most ever, actually. But,
He's won 5 times. He won 97, 2001, 2002, 2005, and 2019. And I think he has, like, the most consecutive, like, championship wins or something. I don't know. He has some kind of record. But, like I said, like... No one, when you think of golf, you're going to think of a white person. Like
Jack Nicklaus.
White people golfing.
Like Scottie Scheffler.
He totally like redefined what golf was.
1,000% he did. And
but I mean, like you're a great player.
He just needs to hang it up.
In my eyes, but I mean, I think you need to stop.
Or
like,
or
focus. You know that they have like TGI or something? No, TGL? Some kind of league that it's like automated. So like, you know those golf simulators that you can like...
Yeah.
They have like a league for that, like in general, for like the off season of golf or something. And they be like in the simulators.
Golf probably never has an off season, so I mean like
they play that. It's like an indoor simulator thing, and they have like a whole league, and his team just lost in the championship.
Tiger.
Yeah. His team just lost in the championship, but like he owns that team because I think he's from whatever city.
He's from Orlando.
Yeah. He owns a team there somewhere. But I mean, he should probably focus on that.
Yeah.
And
I mean, buddy, you've had a tremendous run throughout your career, but I just think it's time for you to hang it up, right? I just think
like
that,
I've rooted for you through and through, but it's like
it's hard to watch.
It's starting to get hard to.
I don't want
to
see you get any more DUIs. Yeah. I just don't want
to. Like he's starting to ruin his image in the world.
Yeah, like people are going to start hating you now because of all the stuff that you've been doing off the course. But yeah, congratulations to Rory McIlroy. Just an incredible run. You know, 3 years ago, Rory didn't have any. He didn't have one, and now he has two.
He never thought – he thought that it was not possible.
No.
It took him 17 years.
And I saw a video of him. He's like, my parents sacrificed so much for me to be where I am today.
And did
like,
you see – were you watching the Masters?
Some of
it. They kept flashing back to like where he grew up, like a course in – where is he from?
I think he's from like United Kingdom or
– Somewhere over there. It was like a golf course and like country club there, and everyone was rooting for him, and like they
he's
were all clapping.
Hollywood, Northern Ireland. Yeah. United. He's only 36.
They kept flashing back to the Ireland like country club there, and everyone was rooting for him and cheering for him because like that's where he grew up, and he would always. His dad said that he was always be on that course like night to day, trying to improve his skills.
Me back to back champion, first time since 2000, 2001. So congratulations to him, man. You know, what an accomplishment! What a great, feat! You know, not many people can say that they've won back to back Masters championships, and for you to say that, well, in some elite company with guys like Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus, it's a tremendous honor, and I hope that Rory enjoys it. You see what he said afterwards about his daughter too, like my daughter. I'm glad she's here.
I think she like ran up to him, but she did not want to be at that tournament.
No,
like,
bro.
But
you see, they have like a phone policy. You can't even use your phones. Like,
that's crazy.
That's wild. Like, what?
Because like, I don't. That's
they
just
don't want
crazy.
You taking no pictures. They just don't want you to.
But like, I actually thought he was gonna. Because like, when he teed off of 18, he went into like the woods area, and he needed like he was still up two, but he needed a two putt on the course, and he hit the bunker. But I mean, he still clutched it out. Like
Rory got that DNA. But congratulations to him. Just a tremendous feat. To win the Masters twice. You know, most people don't even win the Masters once let alone
twice. Some of them don't even go to the Masters.
No, like, some of them don't even go to the Masters,
like
let alone win it. Yeah, no. How do you get invited?
I don't know. You have to like place on the leaderboard for the season. So like they have like a. You know how they have like a golf tournament like every week?
Yeah.
So it depends on where you place on those leaderboards, and you have to have they like count up the points and everything. So like you have to either have to be really good on that leaderboard, or you have to win certain championships to be invited to like the big tournaments.
Yeah. You can congratulations to Rory, just a tremendous accomplishment and one of the best golfers in the world. I think the best golfer in the world right now. I mean, I think him and Scotty like, are right up
Scotty,
there.
Scotty was taking over the world a few years ago, but now I think it's Rory now. He finally got that win under his belt, and now he's confident in himself.
Yeah. Congratulations to him. And so, Jaden, we got to talk about this. NBA season is crazy. I can't believe it's done already.
Yeah.
Remember when we were sitting here previewing the NBA season?
Like, I saw the commercials for like the play-in game, and they said it was the last day of the season. I'm like, what? Really?
Crazy. How did your Lakers finish on the season?
You know, Luka and AR are still out. I'm not sure if they're even going to come back for the
probably
playoffs.
Probably not.
But I mean, they're the fourth seed. I think the Nuggets overtook them because the Spurs are two, the Nuggets are three. Yeah. The Nuggets overtook him because Jokic had to play the last game because he only had 64 games, and you have to play 65 for the Nuggets.
See, I think that's dumb.
It is.
I mean,
Victor Wembanyama he has 64 games played, but they said that the NBA Cup like championship counts. But how is it going to count? Because they said the stats don't count from that game. So why is the game going to count for his total?
I mean,
historically, every single MVP dating back, I think, has played more than 65 games. But now with like back-to-backs and like all this like injury proneness and everything, it's like that shouldn't be a requirement. It shouldn't be how many games you play. That should not be what it is. It should be
who the most talented player is. At the end of the year.
Obviously, if you only play like 20 or 30 games, obviously you shouldn't win MVP because like there's not enough stats.
But if you play more than that, you shouldn't have
like,
to have
Luka
a limit.
Luka Doncic has played 64 games. He's one off of like the requirement. But he literally went to go see the birth of his daughter for two games. Oh. Like, how are you gonna penalize him for going to see the birth of his daughter?
Yeah, I don't, like you just said.
Like that's like a one time thing.
Yeah, like
you're not gonna ever see
like
that again.
Adam Silver. If you had a daughter that you went to go see, would you penalize somebody for that?
So they're applying to try to like get him into the awards. But right now, as it stands, he's not in talks for MVP. He's not in talks for All NBA.
He's the
league's leading scorer, but he's not gonna be able to get that achievement because he's one game off of.
I've said this: if Luka doesn't win MVP this year, I don't think he'll ever win it. I just don't. I mean, I like Jokic. Don't get me wrong.
Like Jokic is the first player ever to lead the league in rebounds and assists.
That's crazy.
But I mean, like,
Speaking of Jokic, here one thing.
Yep.
Do you know Jokic in his career has never averaged 30 points?
He hasn't?
No. But that's the thing is he gets his teammates involved, right? He probably never will have to. I'm not saying that Luka doesn't get his teammates involved. I'm just saying that like
Luka kind of runs the show and then he plays off of that. Like once he starts scoring, then he starts playmaking.
With like Jokic, you have like Christian Brown,
Jokic starts playmaking from the start. Luka tries to get his shot from the start.
Yeah.
But I mean, like if Luka and AR aren't back for these playoffs, the Lakers might get swept. They're playing the Rockets.
I saw Bronny hit a couple threes yesterday. From his dad.
Yeah, he's been doing good. I mean,
how many points did he average on this year?
On the season?
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, like, during the start of the season, he really didn't play. He's averaging three.
Three?
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, he's still getting used to the NBA game.
Only gets, like, 5 to 10 minutes a game.
I mean, that's...
He only do so much.
Yeah, and especially because your dad is, you know, LeBron James and all that stuff.
So the Lakers are the 4 seed, and they're going to play the Rockets in the first round.
What are the Rockets?
What
seed are the Rockets?
5. So, I mean, the Lakers have home court, but I mean... LeBron can only do so much as a 41-year-old man.
you can't rely on a 41-year-old to do everything
like,
for
LeBron's
you.
LeBron's not going to have much help. They can honestly probably just double LeBron.
Yeah.
They don't have anyone else to, like, be that guy next to him.
And
this Lakers season, what's the season?
What if? Yeah. What if Luka and AR and LeBron would have all played together? Like, how good would they have been?
Maybe if the Lakers were full health, they'd have a chance. But, I mean, I don't see a world where they can beat this Rockets team.
No.
They have KD, Sengun, Amen Thompson, Jabari Smith, Reed Shepard. Like, I can just keep going down this list. They have, like, a really good roster. Like, they're better than a 5 seed. Like, everyone in the West is better than what their seed says.
Yeah.
Because the Oklahoma City Thunder is just that good.
Speaking of that, you see Payton Sanford at 23 points last night? Congrats to him.
I like the last games because people get their chance to shine.
Yeah, and Payton Sanford did. 23. The dude scored 23 points. Career high, and I remember him. I watched the video before we were coming in here. He said, "Like I didn't even know if I was going to be on an NBA team, right?" And I was lucky enough to get signed to a team. And I want to see. Speaking of that, you see, Luka Garza did well yesterday.
Yeah,
I think he hit a buzzer beater.
It was like 8 seconds. It was like 30 seconds left, and it was to take the lead by 3. But it was like a crazy. It was a crazy shot.
Them Hawkeyes be doing well in the NBA, man.
Because the Celtics always have like. When it's the last game of the season and everyone sits out, they have like the best bench I've ever seen the last game. Like they always show out. 3 guys had a career high.
And then you're like, where was this?
Yeah, where was this in the season?
Yeah, no. All right, and
because the Celtics played like I don't even know. They played Baylor Shireman, you know him?
Yeah.
He had 30 career high. Ron Harper Jr. had 30 career high.
Jordan Walsh.
Luka Garza had 27 career high. Jordan Walsh, I mean, he had 9.
I think he's a fan favorite. Yeah. I think we all know why, but
like, Jordan Walsh, like, if he can play decent in the playoffs, I mean, like, they're going to get open shots because no one's going to guard those guys. So if they can play like that in the playoffs, the Celtics might be dangerous. I didn't think the Celtics would do anything without
Tatum. Is Tatum even back? Or?
Yeah, he's back.
Oh. They're going to have to rely on Tatum a lot to do a whole lot, especially with Jaylen Brown. I remember watching the game where he got ejected. I think it was against the... Oh, what team was it? I think it was the 76ers. I don't remember. He like got mad at the ref and he kept going at him. I don't remember what team he was against, but I know that was
like Luka Garza can be like, I don't even know.
He's just slow. He doesn't really, you know, he just isn't fast enough for the NBA game. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve to be in the NBA. I'm just saying that he's really slow for.
And they had John Tonji, you know, from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
They had him off the bench too.
Okay, nice. Going back to Lakers.
The Magic were starting their whole, like they were trying to win the game. They were trying to get the 7 seed. So they had everyone playing, but the Celtics were playing like their bench squad and they still were able to win. Like the Celtics are the greatest last game team I've ever seen.
I know.
Someone always goes off. Like Peyton Pritchard the other year was going off.
Luke Garza went off.
Yeah. But I mean, like the Lakers, I just don't see a world. Like, I want to be optimistic and believe in them, but I don't see a world, especially if Luka and Austin Reaves don't come back. Like, they're targeting, like, the mid-series to come back, but they might already be down 2-0, 3-0. So, I mean, I just don't see a world where they can beat a fully healthy Rockets team.
Yeah.
Like, LeBron can only... If LeBron channels his, like, 2018 self with the Cavs...
Yeah, full lock in 2018
like,
mode.
Give him the GOAT right there. But I just don't believe he can do that at 41 years old anymore. Like, I don't think he has that in him.
How much more... Speaking of that, how much more years do you think LeBron's got?
I think he got at least... At least one more. Like, people think that might be the last regular season game. I think he got at least one more.
Yeah.
Like, play with Luka, and then he might play, like, another season.
He might go back to the Cavs for a year, and then bring Bronny.
I think that'd be good if he went
back. Here's what I think he'll do. He'll play one more year with the Lakers. He'll go back to Cleveland with 1 year. They'll draft Bryce. They'll bring Bronny with him. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I mean, LeBron's been on the spotlight since what? Since he was a freshman in high school? I mean, since 2003, Jaden. Let me say that one more time. Since 2003. Me and you weren't even alive. That's how long he's been in the spotlight. Ever since he came in the NBA. Before he came in the NBA.
They were saying he was supposed to be better than Michael Jordan in high school.
They said he was the next Michael Jordan. Like, and they weren't wrong. But, you know, he's just... It's crazy that he's 41 years old and he's still playing, you know. And but, yeah, man. So, if you were to give... Well, speaking of that, let's do awards real quick. Who do I think will win MVP? I think Luka will win MVP. And if he doesn't, I think it will be Jokic or Shea. But I think Luka will win. If he doesn't win it, I'm never watching an NBA game again. I'm just not. I mean, the dude is averaging how many points? Like 34 points a game? Yeah. And how would you not give him MVP? Like, I just don't.
I think it's more based on like... They like to see team success more than just individual success. So
the MVPs are an individual award.
They like to give it to players who have like the one or two seed. So I don't think he has a chance at it because his team's the four seed.
Honestly,
so I think,
it might be Jokic.
And Jokic is only the three seed. So I don't know. And hasn't he won back to... No, Shea won it last year, right?
Yeah, and then so it was Jokic. I don't know if they're going to...
Because Jokic has like the best stats you can get, honestly, for this season. But I mean...
I think the reason why he's never averaging 30 points is because he has good teammates around him, right? And...
But he averaged 28, 13, and 11. Like, who do you know besides Russell Westbrook that's averaging that? Like,
and honestly, I think the year that Embiid won MVP, that should have been Jokic. Yeah. I like Embiid, but he's not Jokic.
It was just like a pity
award.
They
felt bad for him 2 years in a row.
They said, here, just have it.
We feel bad for you, Joel. Here's an award for you. Here's a gift for you.
But I mean, honestly, if I'm being honest, I think it's going to go to Jokic. But I mean, it should go to Luka.
It should, but it'll probably go to Jokic.
I'm a big Luka supporter for the MVP. But I mean...
It probably won't, but I think it'll go to Jokic.
Luka's the four seed, and like historically, they just don't give it to...
Okay, let me rephrase my thing. Who do I want it to go to? Luka. Who do I think it will go to? Jokic.
I think it's going to... It should be Luka 100% of the time, every single day, 10 out of 10 times. But, I mean, it's probably going to go to Jokic. If not, probably Shea.
Yeah.
It's between Jokic and Shea, probably. But I think Luka's not even...
Wemby could be up there.
Luka's not even in the top five, I don't think, discussion right now.
Are you serious?
Like, yeah. I think
that's
crazy. He's like six, I think. Like, what more does he have to do?
Yeah. What, does he have to win a
He's
ring?
He's averaging the most points in the league. Like, what would the Lakers do without Luka right now?
Nothing.
They probably wouldn't even be in the playoffs, honestly.
Maybe if LeBron went full 2018 mode.
I think Wemby's going to win Defensive Player of the Year for sure.
Oh.
Like, he should have won it every single year of his of his career.
I mean, when you're 7-4, I mean, all you have to do is just go, like, literally, all Wemby has to do is just put his hands up, and he wins.
Like, I thought Shea was gonna win MVP by default because of that new rule, but, I mean, Jokic got there.
How long has that rule been in effect?
This year.
Just this year? Yeah. It's dumb. It is so dumb.
They just put it into effect this. But, I mean, I thought Shea was going to win by default because I didn't think Jokic was going to get to the 65 games, but he barely got there. So I think Jokic will probably win.
Yeah, unfortunately. Like I said, who do I want to win it? Obviously, Luka. Who do I think will win? Jokic. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not hating on Jokic here. I love Jokic. He's a tremendous player. But I just think what Luka's doing this year is just insane.
Like, I think, honestly... Jaylen Brown has a good case, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, he carried the Celtics for that long. And, I mean,
especially with Tatum being out.
Cade Cunningham as well. Best player. The Pistons got the number one seed.
And yet they fired Monty Williams?
Yeah.
They thought that was Monty Williams' fault? Like
Cade Cunningham had a pretty good season.
And people are going to blame the coach for that? Like, it was not his... What is Monty Williams supposed to do on a terrible Pistons team? Like, what is he supposed to do?
Let me look up the odds for the MVP.
You know why he was good with the Suns? Because he had KD, Devin Booker, and he had Jay Crowder. Like, that was the reason why he was good. It's just, at the end of the day, you're really going to blame the coach for that? Like, it's just.
Shea is odds-on favorite to win, and then it's Wemby, and then it's Jokic.
Are you serious?
How is Jokic not top two?
Jokic?
He should be top one.
Better than Wemby. He should be. I'm not trying to hate on Shea.
Jason Tatum is up there. Donovan Mitchell, Jalen Brunson, Cade.
Are you serious?
Jalen Williams. Where's Luka at?
Are you serious?
Dude, he's not serious?
Even, is this real?
It goes.
Hey, no, hey, Jaden. What?
What are you talking about, bro?
What are you talking about, bro? I'm out.
It goes Shea, Wemby, Jokic, Jalen Brown, Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum hasn't played 65 games.
No,
How is he gonna?
This is rigged, bro. There's no way.
Jason Tatum hasn't even played 65
Wait,
games.
Is this when?
Like betting odds right now. If I were to bet on the
hold up, I'm out, bro. What are you talking
Luka
about,
Doncic bro? Luka Doncic is plus 40,000.
Are you serious?
This can't be right, bro. FanDuel, you gotta...
FanDuel.
Right, let me look up the
I'm never doing a FanDuel bet again, bro.
Let me look up the Kia MVP ladder because, bro, are we serious?
Hey, Jaden. What? Bro, what are you talking about, bro?
Okay, Wemby is currently... I don't know why they like Wemby, but I mean...
They're glazing on Wemby so much.
Wemby's first, Shea second, Jokic third. I mean, Jokic gives more to his team than Wemby does, honestly.
Hey, especially when you have Stephon Castle. Yeah. Who else is on the... I mean, you have De'Aaron Fox.
Dylan Harper.
Yeah.
Like,
they have a bunch of young, good pieces.
It. Like, what would the Nuggets be without Jokic?
Nothing.
Exactly.
It wouldn't be anything.
Like, they'd have Jamal Murray, but I mean...
He's not a superstar. Yeah. He's a star. He's not a superstar. Like, Jokic.
Like, I like to hate on Jokic because, like, he's always sent LeBron home, and he's, like, always the kryptonite. But, I mean, I really can't... I can't hate on him anymore. Like, He's that guy. Like, honestly, if he's not, if you don't say he's the best player, he's at least the second best player in the NBA.
He's top three.
Yeah.
Top two even player in the NBA. Who are your top three players in the NBA?
I'd give it Luka, Jokic,
Shea.
I'd say Shea, but I don't really like
people will call you a hater. I don't think. All right, let's go top five. This is no particular order. Luka, Jokic, Shea, Wemby, and Giannis.
Yeah. I like Luka, Jokic, Wemby, Giannis, and then Shea.
Mm-hmm. Mine was in no order.
Yeah.
I was just naming them based off of.
I like Giannis's game a lot, but I think he needs to get away from the Bucks.
Oh,
he needs to get out of there.
You see this fire, Doc Rivers? Like, how many? It's not his fault. Like, it's just not. Like, hey.
That's what Shaq was talking. You know the Shaq and Ernie and
Charles Barkley. Yeah, Charles and Kenny.
So Shaq kept saying like, "What is coaching really doing anymore? Like, coaching isn't even really a thing if everyone's running the same."
He's not wrong.
Like. Everyone runs the same play, basically, like handoff, pick and roll to the rim, kick it out to the corner. Like, everyone runs the same play. So what is coaching doing, really?
Yeah. Oh, you're going to blame Doc Rivers for missing a free throw? Like, it's just...
Like, if coaching is anything, it's maybe, like...
25%.
20 to 25% of the game. Like,
yeah.
The real deal is the players playing in the game.
Exactly. The players are the ones that are out there that are making baskets. They're the ones that are committing fouls. They're the ones that are out there that are making free throws. They're the ones that are playing the game. You're going to blame, like I said, with the Pistons.
Blame Giannis for getting hurt if you want to blame someone.
Doc Rivers.
Yeah.
Oh, you're the reason why Giannis got hurt. Okay, you really going to blame Doc Rivers for Giannis getting hurt?
Who did the Bucks have this season besides Giannis?
I mean, AJ Green.
He's a hooper. He's a hooper.
Shout out to AJR Green. His dad actually got hired at UNI. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
You see when he got introduced, it was right above his son's jersey. I think that's really cool.
He just needs to move on, and it's getting to a bad relationship between them.
I mean, he already won a ring. So what else? He's already won MVP.
And then they've traded away
Chris Middleton,
the two best players next to him, Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday. Like,
he needs to get out of there, man. I mean, he's already won a ring. He's already done so much for that city.
They had the worst record since 2014 for that.
And you're probably going to blame Doc Rivers.
They went like 32-50. I mean, like, Doc Rivers is not playing on the court.
Exactly. Like.
The coach can only do so much in the game.
Like, exactly.
He can tell you what to do, but the players don't always listen.
Exactly. And you know why he won a title with the Celtics? Because they stayed healthy. Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, Kendrick Perkins, they stayed healthy.
If there was no coach, like Shaq was saying, like, Shaq is going to be Shaq. Kobe's going to be Kobe. But I mean, those role players is what they're the ones who really need a coach.
And, all right.
Like, a direction to go. But I mean, LeBron's going to be LeBron. LeBron doesn't need a coach to be good.
No. LeBron is the coach.
Yeah.
He's the GM.
Luka doesn't need a coach to be good.
No. Jokic doesn't need a coach. Like, now, you can give Michael Malone credit for drafting him, but at the end of the day, Jokic just...
Like, the star players are going to be star players, but I mean, what's the extent to what the coach can do for a player?
Like, the only reason I firmly believe this, tell me if I'm wrong, I firmly believe the only reason why Eric Spoelstra is still coaching is because of LeBron.
Yeah.
Like, LeBron helped Spoelstra.
Or D. Wade.
You could say the same about Phil Jackson. Without MJ, he wouldn't be anything. You know, we could go on and on about that, but it's to a certain extent, right? You were going to blame the coach for a player getting injured. Like Monty Williams, it wasn't his fault. What is he supposed to do? The Pistons are such a bad team. Like, what is he supposed to do? I mean, like, go out there and make baskets and get, like you said, the coach can only do so much. And at the end of the day, the players are the ones that are playing. It's not the coach's fault. Moving on. Oh, okay. So
we got to do the playoffs.
Dude. Okay. No. So
the awards.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we did MVP. I said Luka, but it'll probably be Jokic.
Wemby for sure.
I'm agree.
I mean, Wemby. Chet, if not Wemby, but I mean, Wemby's all the way up.
All right. Coach of the year.
Honestly, I think it should.
The Pistons coach.
Yeah.
What's his name? JB Bickerstaff?
Yeah. Like, no one thought. I didn't. The Pistons, I thought they were going to be good, but not the number one seed in the East.
Yeah.
But I mean, some other options are like. Like, Joe Mazzulla, I didn't think the Celtics would even make the playoffs this year, honestly. Yeah. But, I mean, the Pistons coach for sure gets some votes. Who was the – did the Knicks have a new coach?
Mike Brown.
He might get some votes.
I don't know why the Kings ever got rid of him. That was a mistake. I mean, just like we said.
I don't like giving the coach of the year just to the best team. Yeah. Because, like
– It should
Thunder,
be like
– The Thunder are supposed to be good. The Spurs are supposed to be good. But, I mean, the Pistons – who thought the Pistons
especially because of how bad they've been and historically bad.
Like, the Celtics, obviously, you have – It's a historically great franchise. Like,
yeah.
And, like, it's just, like, I don't like giving the coach of the year to the best team because, like, they're supposed to be good. Well,
maybe some years it can, but not always.
Like
you can't
when
give.
When you're supposed to be the best team or, like, you're supposed to be, like, you have great players on your team, I don't like giving it because, like, what does the coach do for them, really?
Yeah.
Like, you have great players around you.
And they're not the ones that are signing the players. The GM is. So, let's keep going. Comeback player of the year. Do they even have that in the NBA? Do they even have a comeback?
No.
They should, but they don't.
They have clutch player of the year.
I don't even know. I haven't even really watched the NBA. Maybe Jokic, maybe Shea, maybe... I don't know.
Let me see what the award...
They should have... Don't you think they should have a comeback player? Like, Jason Tatum would easily win that. Like, it's just... I don't know. I mean... I'm not really a big NBA fan. I don't really watch NBA.
I probably only watched like five games.
I've watched like maybe one. That's it. I'm not really a big NBA fan.
NBA awards for this season. They have MVP, obviously, and then they have. No, I don't. Why are they only have like. Bro. Let's fix our freaking website.
Yeah. Guys. FanDuel, we need to get your website.
Okay, they have
fixed.
MVP, then they have DPOY. Rookie of the year. Okay. That's a close call between Cooper Flagg and Konkanipple. Did you see Konkanipple and LaMelo Ball had the two most threes in the NBA? LaMelo Ball was 1-3 behind Konkanipple.
Okay, if I had to give you a bet, I think Cooper Flagg wins it. There could be a co-rookie of the year.
Honestly, they've done like co-MVP before.
There could be. Especially because they were teammates. You know, Cooper Flagg is actually he's supposed to be class 25, but then I actually have a relative that's actually older than him, which is kind of crazy. I think it could be a co-rookie of the year, but I wouldn't be surprised if Cooper Flagg won it.
Like after Cooper Flagg dropped that like 51-point game and then 45 points right after that, I mean... I think he locked it up for me.
My prediction. I think it will be a co-rookie of the year.
I think it should be. Yeah. But I mean, I think they're just going to give it to Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, because, you know, you're the number one pick. Yeah. You know, you're the next LeBron James.
Let's not like overshadow what Konkanipple did this season.
Oh no,
like,
no, you shouldn't.
He led the league in threes this season as a rookie. Like, I mean,
and he's helping the mellow. I feel like the mellow hasn't had a consistent three-point shooter.
Actually in the play-in. Like, they haven't been in the playoffs since Kemba Walker probably.
Eric Collins, the Hornets announcer. Konkanipple, 4-3.
Miles Bridges.
Hello, Dipsy-Doo. Chicken. Remember that time he said, chicken salad. Yeah. Miles Bridges. Wow.
So, Cooper Flagg's the odds-on favorite right now, but I mean, I think Konkanipple, I think they're very close what they do for their team.
I don't think the Melo Ball has ever had a consistent three-point shooter in his career.
I don't think he's ever had like a decent teammate.
And I think Konkanipple gives him that.
Yeah. Okay. I think they might make the playoffs from that play-in tournament. I believe in that.
Here's a bold prediction. I think it'll be a co-rookie of the year. But if they don't, I think Cooper Flagg will win it, but I think it'll be
And then sixth man of the year?
I don't really know any. Give me some players.
Jaime Jaquez has been good.
His sister. That's a good family.
Jaime Jaquez has been like averaging 30 these past few weeks. Off the bench, I think.
Off the bench?
I think so.
Star him, bro.
And then there's Keldon Johnson is the odds-on favorite from the Spurs. I mean, the Spurs are just loaded.
Yeah, I mean, you have Stephon Castle, you have Dylan Harper,
and they
Wemby.
Jeremy Sohan.
Are they really?
Yeah, he's on the Knicks.
He reminds me of Dennis Rodman a lot. Just
even
the way
he dyes his hair and everything. Like
Dennis. Like, literally like Dennis Rodman. Now, I'm not saying he's like rebounding wise, but just a player that he reminds me of is Dennis Rodman a whole lot. Okay, sixth man of the year. Give me some candidates here. I don't really know anybody.
Keldon Johnson.
I'll just go Jaime Jaquez just because he's
Hardaway.
I'll go Jaime Jaquez.
Yeah, I like Jaime Jaquez.
His sister, too, is a baller at UCLA. What's her name?
She goes to the Fever. Gabriela Jaquez.
Imagine she went to the Miami team and Jaime's already there. That'd be crazy.
Did we already talk about Coach of the Year?
I picked JB Bickerstaff. Yeah.
If not, Joe Mazzulla probably because I didn't think
Joe Mazzulla's post game interviews are so funny.
He's like he talked about like when I was in high school there was a bully and there was a Hallmark like that has nothing to do with the game.
What are you saying? No, hey, what?
What are you talking about?
Most
improved player?
I'm out, bro.
I have no idea. Most improved? Oh, Nikhil Alexander Walker. He's been doing really good.
You know that's Shea's cousin.
Yeah.
Is it Tyrese Halliburton or
no? It's Because Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Yeah, that is his cousin.
They played in the finals last year. Yeah, that is his cousin. I think Nikhil Alexander-Walker's mom and Shea's mom are sisters, I think.
Something like that.
I think that. Imagine you in the finals. Yo, cousin, you want to play in the finals together? All right, man, let's do this.
Then there's the clutch player of the year, but I don't know. I haven't watched the NBA.
Maybe Curry? I don't know.
I have no idea. Most improved player, we talked. Six man. Clutch player of the year. I think they're saying Shea.
Okay, sure. I really haven't watched NBA. I can't give you a full.
I could see that probably. He's been hitting some. I've seen some clutch shots and some highlights. And then Jamal Murray. They say
we need to do finals real quick.
Yep.
Okay. So who's the number one seed in the East and the West? I'm not saying I want those
two to
go.
The Thunder and then the Pistons.
I think the Thunder will go back to back. I think that they'll win it over the Pistons. I think it'll be Thunder over Pistons. I think it'll be 4-2. Thunder will win 4-2. Like series wise. They'll win 4 and Pistons will win 2.
Let me look at the playoff
thing. I just think the Thunder are just too good. Imagine Peyton Stanford gets a ring. That'd be so cool. Crazy.
After they signed Jared McCain and he's coming off the bench, like that's just a great sign.
Oh, 100%.
Like, I think obviously I don't believe in the Lakers, honestly. Crossed them out. They're not. The Nuggets, I don't think. I think it's either going to be the Thunder but or the Spurs out of the West.
Yeah, okay. If I were to go a second team, I think I would go to the Spurs. Yeah.
So either the Thunder or the Spurs out of the West and then the East?
The Spurs have such a young team. Look at this team. Stephon Castle, Wemby, Dylan Harper, De'Aaron Fox. Imagine they would have kept Sohan.
That'd be crazy. And then the Celtics already have experience, but I mean... They could. I see them
just put on their bench. Yeah. See how they do.
I got them going to like the conference.
Championship. Are the Pistons in the same conference as the Pistons?
The Celtics and the Pistons. Yeah.
Are the Rockets in there too?
No, the Rockets are on the other side.
Oh, okay, so like Rockets are like what the Warriors and the Kings and I don't really know conferences. I just watch games.
I think it's gonna be
Thunder Spurs.
Either Thunder Knicks or Spurs Knicks. I like the Knicks.
Oh, you don't think Thunder will go against the Spurs?
What? That would be the West.
Oh,
they're both in the West.
Okay. So never mind. Yeah. I'm gonna stick with my original one: Thunder Pistons.
So it's either. I don't think the Pistons have like that good a playoff experience to be. I think they're just gonna.
Their coach gonna does
fold.
Though.
Yeah, I think they're gonna fold in the playoffs somewhere.
There's always that team that folds. Yeah. Always that one team.
So, I mean. The Celtics have a chance. That's my backup team in the East. But I think if I had to give you one team that I think Thunder, Knicks, and I got Thunder in 5, probably. I got them going back to back. I mean, like, the Spurs are pretty good, but I mean, they don't have playoff experience either. Like playoff experience is important when it comes to these postseasons in sports. Like to be able to know what it's like and to know what it takes in the playoffs.
All right, let's cover NFL here real quick. So NFL draft is what's the date on that? 23rd? I think it's 23rd through the 25th.
The WNBA draft is tonight.
Is it really? Yeah. I don't think I'll be watching. I'll be interested to see the Fever
get. I might watch for the first
just for the Fever.
To see if...
Okay, I think we know who's going to go number one. AZ. Or maybe Lauren Betts. Maybe Lauren Betts could go one. Who has to pick again? The Wings?
Yeah.
How many number one picks do they need? My God.
They just got Paige.
That's all their team is just Paige, right?
They got Arike. But she hasn't been healthy.
Yeah, they have a week. All right, so NFL. I've said this before, Jen, and I'm going to say it again. Whatever team gets Jacob Rodriguez is going to get a steal. I think Jacob Rodriguez is the best linebacker in this class. Now, obviously, you have Arvar Reese. You have Sonny Styles. Obviously, Ohio State teammates.
They're saying that the Jets might trade up to try to take Arvar Reese. Tate.
No. If the Jets take anybody else besides Alvarez, it's a failure.
They're
it's a failure.
Take Ruben Bain. Did you see the Ruben Bain thing that came out?
Yeah, that's kind of... I think he's going to fall in the draft. You know how there's always that one player that falls? Yeah. I think it's going to be Ruben Bain this year. People are going to be like, he's still on the board. And Bears, like, if he's right there, Poles, if you do not take him, I'm going to be so mad at you, Ryan Poles, if he's not there and you don't take him. Ruben Bain is a blue chip player. He's going to make you better, your franchise better.
Like, and they're saying, like, Jeremiah Love is probably the best player in the draft. But
oh, agreed.
I mean, these teams that are up here really don't need a running back.
Well, Titans do.
Yeah.
But they have Pollard, but like...
Or they need something else before that. Like, they need an offensive line.
But like,
Jeremiah
Love is a blue chip player. He's going to make whatever team he goes to better.
But I mean, I think if he's there when it's your pick and like you don't have any needs or like there's no other... their player, you have to take best available, and he's the best available in the draft.
Oh, 100%. And at Titans, if he's right there, go ahead. I can see the Jets, well, they have Breece Hall, but...
I don't think he wants to come back. I think he's talking about leaving.
And if he wants to leave, Jets take Jeremiah Love. But yeah, I think the Jets would be foolish not to take Arvar Reese. I mean, I think he's the most explosive player in this year. I think Arvar Reese is an explosive athlete, although I do think Jacob Rodriguez is the best linebacker in this class. Whatever team gets Arvar Reese is going to be really happy, especially because Aaron Glenn, being a defensive-minded coach, you know, being a defensive coordinator with the Lions and how great he did with the linebackers there with Jack Campbell and Alex Anzalone, I think it's a home run hire for the Jets. I think the Cardinals, there's a lot of mysteries. I mean, they could take an offensive lineman. They could take Ruben Bain.
They need a whole team.
Honestly, just restart.
Or like just go into a rebuild year. They just got rid of Kyler Murray. It's just,
I mean,
like,
Marvin Harrison might want to be out of there.
Just restart, like, honestly, like. Like, you want to have a better record next season, honestly. Like,
yeah.
Just rebuild.
Get Arch if you can. I mean, is you're only going to have Gardner Minshew be your best quarterback? I mean, what has Gardner Minshew done in his career? He hasn't done anything. I mean...
Like, you have to start a franchise with a quarterback. You need a franchise quarterback before
especially
anything.
Because your quarterback couldn't even see over his offensive lineman. That was a... But
like you can have Marvin Harrison,
but like
Marvin
if he doesn't have a quarterback to get him the ball,
if he doesn't
then
have
it's...
the ball.
Then,
like that's just like Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson is top three, top two receivers in the league. But I mean, he's been struggling to even get 1,000 yards because he doesn't have a consistent quarterback.
Exactly.
He has JJ McCarthy at quarterback. Like
JJ McCarthy should not even be in the league.
If your quarterback can't find you, then I mean,
it's hard. Yeah, it's hard to. Like, it's hard to be a good receiver.
They're trying to draw up plays for him, but I mean, they just can't even get him the ball because the quarterback is so trash.
And JJ McCarthy should not even be in the league. I don't even know how he's in the league. He's terrible.
I don't know how he went in the first round. He's not even like NFL draft worthy.
I don't even think he's a top 50 quarterback. I can name him like 10.
I can name backups that are better than him.
Kobe Brissett's better than him. I think Mac Jones is better than him for crying out loud. I think Joshua Dobbs is definitely better than him. He's not even the best quarterback in his own team.
Justin Jefferson might be a better quarterback than him, honestly, if you put him at quarterback.
I think Carson Wentz and Kyler Murray are both better. Even though Kyler Murray has had an up and down career, I think Kyler Murray's better. But, yeah.
Kyler Murray might have a new team. He might be able to do something.
He might. But if they get, like I said, Justin Jefferson, the amount of quarterbacks he's had in the past five seasons,
still able to like get 1,000 yard
season. I can name all of them. Nick Mullins, Kirk Cousins, JJ McCarthy, Sam Darnold, Joshua Dobbs. Who else started? There were some other people in there. Okay, Kirk Cousins, Nick Mullins, JJ McCarthy, Sam Darnold. Who was that quarterback from BYU? What was his name? Why am I blanking on his name? Jaren Hall. Jeez, what other quarterbacks am I thinking of here? Who else has he had? Do you know?
I think that's it.
He's had a lot. I feel bad for the guy, honestly. Yeah. I mean,
like if he goes to the Bengals, like that's just gonna make his career.
Also, if the Bengals don't get the offensive line to protect Joe Burrow, it's gonna be a long year.
Like if he had a franchise quarterback playing for that's just like Garrett Wilson. Garrett Wilson could honestly be a top five, top ten receiver.
Yeah, but it's Jets.
Yeah, and like. If these guys had a franchise quarterback that they could depend on and get them the ball, I mean, they might be the best receiver. They could have like a Jackson Smith and Jigba type season.
Oh, 100%.
They could get a triple crown if they wanted to.
1,000%. I agree with that. And
I feel bad for Justin Jefferson. Like,
yeah,
he just needs a good quarterback.
I mean, he had one with Kirk Cousins. Yeah. That was reliable and got him the ball.
Was decent. Then he got injured and then they just got rid of him. And then
Sam Darnold, who they should have kept. Jaden, I've been telling people this. And I don't mind the Vikings, but like Sam Darnold led you to 14 wins. and you were second in the division behind the Lions. He led you to the playoffs. Why would you get rid of him? It makes no sense to me. Just like with the, you know what the Sam Darnold situation reminds me of? When the Browns got rid of Baker Mayfield. It makes no sense to me. The guy led you to 14 wins, and then you just let go of him. And look how that's turned out for you, Vikings. Look how that's turned out for you. You've had J.J. McCarthy, who should not even be in the NFL. I don't even know how he even got to the NFL. You know why he was in the NFL? Because he had good players around him. He had Colson Loveland.
A handoff merchant. Yeah. Here. That made him look good.
Here's Harbaugh's system. All right, JJ, here's what I need you to do. Hand up ball off the Blake Corum 500 times and get out the way. That's all it was. And, you know, it's just like, as a Vikings fan, I'm not a Vikings fan, but Viking fans have to be frustrated that they had Sam Darnold for a year and he led them to 14 wins.
He was like a little rental for him, but like that should have been your quarterback.
Exactly. And he goes to the Seahawks and wins the Super Bowl, even though he wasn't an MVP, the Super Bowl MVP, Kenneth Walker was. I thought it was JSN for a minute. No, it was Kenneth
Walker.
And
they're talking about the Chiefs trading up for Jeremiah Love. They just got Kenneth Walker.
Yeah, they're not
going to need him.
They don't need. I mean, I guess but like they have Kareem Hunt. He's liable.
He won't
liable.
Develop good enough behind someone. Like he needs to be like the starter from day one.
He's a blue chip player.
He's honestly could be better than some starting running backs right now.
Oh, 100%. I think he's better than probably half the starting running backs. I think he's better than half of the backups in the NFL. But obviously, he hasn't played a snap. So you can't really say a whole lot. But yeah, I feel bad for Justin Jefferson, man. I mean, you know, it sucks that. And as Vikings fan, Vikings fans have to be upset that they let Sam Darnold go, and then to see him win a Super Bowl. If I'm a Vikings fan, dude, I'd be so upset at the GM and at the coach. I'd be like, you let this guy go after he won 14 games with us and led us to a playoff win? Like, I just don't understand it. You know, I'm a Bears fan. I have no hate on the Vikings. I really don't. But it doesn't make any sense to me why you would get rid of a guy that led you to 14 wins and did well for you. It makes no sense. And it's frustrating because, you know, if you're Justin Jefferson, why would you not want to request a trade? I mean, the amount of quarterbacks he's had, man, it's frustrating. But if J.J. McCarthy struggles, man, like I don't even he needs to just retire already. Like, what has he done in his career?
Who, J.J. McCarthy?
Oh, you know the only good accolade that he's had winning that championship.
Yeah, he won that national championship.
That didn't really count because they cheated.
Him.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, but I mean, yeah. You know what his highest accolade is? Giving the ball to Blake Corum 500 times. Especially with Harbaugh's run-first system at Michigan. I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, we'll see what happens.
Portland fired, signed Megan Gustafson.
That's a good move. I like that move a lot.
She was doing good on the Aces.
She was solid. She wasn't like an elite-level center. Obviously, when you have Asia Wilson, it's hard to... But she was a reliable center for backup center for the... speaking of Aces, did you see that it's re-signed? Chelsea Gray and Jackie, it's over.
The big three's back.
It's over. They're going to win it. They're going to be like, you know what the Bulls did in the 90s winning all the championships? That's going to be them. They're just going to dominate this whole entire century. Just going to keep winning. Until A.J. Wilson leaves, until Jackie Young leaves, until Chelsea Gray leaves. Kelsey Plum already left. She already has a ring, but Kelsey Plum already left. Maybe they were better off without Kelsey Plum. But yeah, I think...
I don't think there's any competition for him right now.
Maybe the fever of Cameron Clark. You see that they just resigned Kelsey Mitchell? Yeah. I don't like this at all. Yeah. I don't. I think Kelsey Mitchell's a ball. I think me and you both agree that she's kind of a ball hog and that she doesn't pass the ball. I mean, what do you think her highest career assist numbers is? Like 3 assists, probably?
She's like Michael Porter Jr., never swing the rock. Maybe like 4.
Yeah. I don't like the signing. I think she's a big distraction. I think that she wants to be the best player on the team, even though she's not, because Caitlin Clark obviously is the best player on the team, and Aaliyah Boston's there. And I think that...
They did get Lexi Hole and Sophie Cunningham back.
That was good.
That was a good move.
They look like twin sisters. They look like twin sisters, but...
I hope they get a good player in this draft. Because, I mean, there's a lot of good... Like, I think the draft goes pretty deep, but, I mean, these teams don't have enough roster space to be able to sign... The players that they draft,
and they'll just cut them immediately.
The draft goes 3 rounds deep, but they can only keep one player.
Yeah,
because they can only keep I don't even know 10 on their roster. I don't know
10.
Yeah, something like 11. I don't know.
It's something.
Not a lot. Like it's not like the NBA. NBA you can get 15, but I mean, max roster.
That's crazy. Space. But yeah, man. I mean,
you can get 12 players in the WNBA. That's all you can get.
That's wild. But
That's like how deep an NBA rotation goes sometimes. Like,
isn't that crazy? But yeah, So my title favorite, obviously, I'm going to have the Aces. I mean, yeah. they re-signed. I mean, Becky Hammon's such a great coach. I mean, obviously, you could say, well, they have Aja Wilson. But look at Aja Wilson before Becky Hammon was there. Were the Aces good? No. Becky Hammon came in there, wasn't a great assistant coach with the San Antonio Spurs, and she comes in there, and she translates, and she makes them an immediate winner. And I love Becky Hammon. She's a tremendous coach, and I'm glad to see the Aces doing well, and it's good for the WNBA, right? When the Aces are doing well, it's good for the WNBA, and they don't show any sign of losing anytime soon. They just re-signed Jackie Young. They just re-signed Chelsea Gray. Obviously, you got Asia. I don't think losing Megan Gustafson is a big deal. I mean, she was solid. She's a solid backup center, but she's not really an elite level player. I think she'll do. Where did she go? Portland Fire. I think that's a good move. I think she'll go
there.
That's
one of the new teams.
She'll go in there. She'll start.
These new teams are going to be like.
Hey, and who is that because of? Who are those new teams because of, Jaden? Let's say her name out loud. Caitlin Clark. That's the reason why. And Angel Reese will say, "Oh, it's because of Me Too." No, it's not. No, who's watching the game because of Angel Reese?
Yeah, like she thought that LSU Iowa game that was like the most watched ever. Too. It's because of her. It's literally because of Caitlin.
No one's
coming to your games. Yeah,
no one wants to watch you brick a layup 500 times. I'm sorry, but nobody wants to watch that.
It's like she literally throws it off the backboard just so she can get the double doubles.
Yeah,
like.
Maybe she's trying to do that on purpose, just so that she can get a double double.
I mean, do what you got to do.
This
but
is
I mean,
her. Ooh, ooh.
I mean, it's just not interesting to watch.
No, it's not.
Caitlin Clark's pulling from the logo.
Yeah, you don't see that. I mean, Caitlin Clark has changed the game tremendously. Andrew Reese, has she changed the game? No, she has not. She changed her. You know what she changed the game at? Missing layups, 500 layups every single time, breaking the layups. That's what she changed the game at. I mean, I'm serious. She changed the game that way, but Yeah, man, it's people watching because of Me Too. Angel, they're not watching because of you. You know why they're watching? Because of Caitlin Clark. She's literally like Steph Curry. And I've said this before, Caitlin Clark is a blue chip player. Whatever franchise got her was gonna make them immediately better, and it showed. Obviously, this year she got injured. Jaden, I'm gonna tell you something. I really do think she's gonna win MVP this year. I'm not just saying that because I'm a diehard Caitlin Clark fan, but
I think she's gonna be up there every single year.
I think she will. I think she'll win MVP. I mean, the motive, you know, she got hurt last year. She kind of got a sour taste in her mouth, you know, her getting hurt. I think this is the year when she wins MVP, and I think this is the year where the Fever go really far in the playoffs.
If the Fever had Caitlin last year, I think they might have made the finals. They could have beat the Aces. They took them to five. They took them to five without Caitlin.
See, that's an argument people always make is like, okay, if Caitlin Clark never got hurt, you know, would they have gone? I think they would have gone far. I don't know if they would have beaten the Aces. I mean, the Aces have every single starter – other team is an all-star. Aja Wilson, Jackie Young, Chelsea Gray.
Yeah, Jewel Lloyd.
Oh, I forgot they have Jewel Lloyd on their team. Yeah, Jewel Lloyd is on their team. I feel bad for Kate Martin. She could have gotten a ring, dude. But, I think the Aces will win the finals this year. And I think, if not them, I think the Fever can. I think Campbell Clark will win MVP this year. And, yeah, I just looking forward to the WNBA season and the draft tonight. I don't think I'll be watching, but I'll probably be tuning into the Cubs, you know, watching them. Hopefully get a win against they need to get a win. They need to get back-to-back wins this year, man. You know, they need it. Right? They need to get a win tonight, and much needed win for them. And Jaden, so give me an NFL draft hot take right now. Just give me anything that you got feeling.
NFL draft hot take?
Yeah. Like, this player will go here, this player will fall, this guy will go undrafted. Here's mine. I think Caden Proctor will be a bust. I really do. I'm not just trying to hit on the kid because he didn't go to Iowa. I think Caden Proctor will be a bust. Remember Robert Gallery at Iowa? Everybody called him the next great offensive tackle, the next blue chip level offensive tackle, the next great, you know, the next Tony Buscelli and all that stuff. I think Caden Proctor, and he ended up being a bust. I think Caden Proctor will be a bust. I really do.
I don't think Carnell Tate will be the best receiver in the
draft. Ooh, who do you think will?
Either Lemon or Jordan Tyson.
Okay.
I think Carnell Tate's going to be number one wide receiver drafted, but I mean, it goes deep.
I think if Jordan Tyson was on Ohio State, he'd be the no doubt number one. Just like with Jacob Rodriguez, like I told you. If Jacob Rodriguez was the linebacker at Ohio State, he'd be going number two overall. He would be, right? I'm not trying to hate on Alvaro Reese and Sonny Styles. Those are great linebackers.
Like Ohio State's going to have four players drafted in the top 10.
Who are they going to have? They're going to have Caleb Downs, Alvaro Reese, Sonny Styles.
Sonny Styles, and then Carnell Tate probably.
Oh, yeah, Carnell Tate.
Just like the UCLA. UCLA's whole starting lineup is going to get drafted in the first round.
I'll be interested to see where Lauren Betts goes. I mean, here's another one. I think Caden Wiegand will make an impact on it.
Yeah. I hope someone good picks up
if
Caden
he goes undrafted, I'm going to be so mad, dude. I just want to see Caden Wiegand get drafted. Some team will take a chance on him. Some team will. He's just a blue chip level of a return specialist. He flips the field. He makes defenders look silly, right? And he's going to make a team better. And
who do you think is going to be like? Who do you think is going to have the best rookie season? And who do you think is going to have the best career?
Ooh.
I think best rookie season. Jeremiah Love for the best career.
I think best rookie season will be. Probably Mendoza. Well, if they don't surround Mendoza with the right talent, I don't know if he'll be good. I think Carnell Tate could have the best year, or I think Alvaro Ruiz could have the best rookie year. Who do I think will have the best career? I agree. I think it'll be Jeremiah Love. Who do you think will have the best rookie year?
I think it's going to be Mendoza. They have a lot of good talent around him right now, but I mean, they can still get more. But I mean, he's set up for a good
I do think, but if
right
they don't
now.
Set him up for the right yeah. success, I don't think he'll succeed. But again, I think it'll be Mendoza, or I think it'll be Alvaro Ruiz that will be the best rookie. But yeah.
Or one of those, any of those wide receivers.
Boston,
could have a
Jordan Tyson.
Lemon.
Wiegand.
Casey, whatever.
Concepcion. Yep. Yeah, I think he'll
Omar Cooper from Indiana.
I think that the Raiders need to get one of Fernando Mendoza's teammates, wide receivers, in the draft. That's my take. I don't know if that's really a hot take. I think that they need to get one receiver that Fernando Mendoza knows and trusts. You know why? Because you need a guy. If you want Mendoza to succeed, you got to have a guy that he trusts. You got to know a guy that he wants to throw the ball to that he knows his routes, right? And I think if they can get Surratt or they can get Omar Cooper, I think that they'll be set up for success. If they can get both of those guys, Jaden, that'd be huge for the Raiders. A lot of Indiana Hoosier fans are going to become Raider fans now because of Mendoza and hopefully Surratt or Omar Cooper. But I think either one of those guys will go to the Raiders. I mean, you have to. I mean, you got to get a guy that Mendoza knows and that he trusts, right? That he can throw the ball downfield to on third down.
It's just like Trevor Lawrence and Etienne are like
exactly.
Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. Yeah. Like they know each other.
You
got to
get somebody that
game.
He knows. No matter if it's even if it's like Roman Hemby or somebody like an offensive lineman, just somebody that Mendoza knows and trusts that he can talk to when things aren't going well. Like, hey, I need to talk to you. Hey, I need to do this. And I think having Kirk Cousins there helps out a lot too when you're struggling. But yeah, Jaden, I am. It's gonna be a good NFL draft. I'm looking forward to it. And looking forward to if Reuben Bain is their Bears and you do not take him. If my Chicago Bears do not take Reuben Bain, I'm gonna turn off the TV and I'm not watching the draft again. But dude.
They need to take
a defensive tackle.
They need to take what were you saying?
Peter Woods out of Clemson.
No.
David Bailey,
the linebacker.
Oh, Jacob Rodriguez.
They need to take him.
If they do not take him, I'm gonna be
like,
right.
Even if you like reach on him in the second round, because he's supposed to be like a third or fourth round pick. Even if you reach on him in the second round, he's first round talent.
Oh, 100%. Like, but if not for Alvaro Ruiz and Sonny Styles, yeah. He'd be you know. But like I said, if he was on Ohio State, he'd be the number one linebacker. That's all I got for us, Jaden. Good talk today. And hopefully that on Wednesday we are recapping a Cubs win, and we will definitely recap the WNBA draft. Will you be watching that tonight?
I probably will. I'll probably have it on.
See where Lauren Betts goes. Yeah.
See who the Fever get. Lauren Betts is projected to go like fourth.
To what team?
I don't even know.
Probably some team that she'll make them better. But yeah, good talk today, Jaden. I enjoyed it a lot, and We'll be back on Wednesday to recap the WNBA draft. And congratulations to Rory, first of all. Well deserved. Cubs need to get a win tonight, Jaden. Need to get a win tonight at the Phillies at 5:40. And NBA playoffs. Do you know when the first game starts?
The play-in starts tomorrow.
Play-in tournament?
Yeah, play-in.
They need to get rid of that. I mean, that's just dumb. Don't you think that's dumb?
I mean, like, it's good for because, like, most teams were tanking or, like, if you were like the 9 or 10 seed, you had no reason to play. But I mean, now that they have a chance to get into the play-in, but I mean, there's a slim chance.
Yeah, but
like,
I mean,
there's only one 10 seed that's ever made.
It's not like that. A 10 seed is just gonna win a game, right? But
like it's just like I get what Adam Silver's doing. Like he wants more competition and he wants them to push for a playoff spot, but. There's not a good chance that an 8 seed is going to beat a 1 seed.
No.
Or a 7 seed is going to beat a 2 seed. Like, that's just, it's just like rarely happened before.
Oh, and real quick, Iowa women added a portal get. Do you see that? Danny Carnage, who actually played with Chit-Chat Wright at Georgia Tech. I think that's a great move for Iowa. She fits what Iowa needs. And good to be Good to be talking with you, Jaden. Always a pleasure, man.
Check us out on CambridgeChronicleNews.com. Our Instagram, TikTok, and X. We're always posting content at DMAC Chronicle. And if you want to join us, if you want to join me and Ben, we're always in building 5.
Come join us in, man. We would love to have you guys, man. You know, right when you come to building 5, there's a room that says it's Campus Chronicle. Come on in. Talk to us. We would love to hear your story on stuff. And, good episode today. And
we will see you next time.
We look forward to Wednesday. Peace.